Welcome here to Fosta GAA Grounds tonight, where the brilliant East Kerry under 17 girls have just received their medals after winning the County District Championship for the third year in a row. I'm delighted to be joined by manager Paul Donoghue, Jason O'Brien and Jason Steck of the management team, and the captain Lily O'Shaughnessy. Well done, guys, a great win there.
Thank you.
So Paul, 3 years in a row to win any county championship is fair going. It takes a lot of effort.
A lot of effort, and we've enjoyed every minute of it. So this year wasn't our toughest campaign, because to be honest I would have said we were the favourites from the very get-go, and that's not being cocky saying that, but we had a great bunch of players, fully committed, with 40 girls, and every night we had no less than 33 training. So all the work was done on the pitch, in the training pitch, and they just delivered a match day then. So delighted with the win.
And Lily, as captain of this team, a special honour for you to lift the trophy for the girls.
Yeah, they're a great group of girls. I was with them last year. They all just put 100% into all the trainings and everything. They just worked our hardest, and they all just played great on the day, and that's why we were so successful. They just put it all in.
And Jason, talk to me about the final. Mid Kerry was the team you were against that day.
Yeah, Mid Kerry, I suppose. Look, we played them last year, like, you know, we did two battles with them in the lead up to the final last year. But this year, so we knew going in we were kind of favourites. Again, not being cocky, like, you know, we had a great bunch of girls, like, you know, and we knew on the day that they were going to put in the work and come away with the result. And we did, to be fair to them, like, you know, they wore their heart and their sleeve for their club and their families. Yeah, came away to win, so delighted.
As Pat said there earlier, Jason, it's about the whole panel, isn't it, when we get for success like this.
I remember the first year we went at this. I'd say we had 22 players.
Yeah, tight.
Last year we had a bit more. This year, when you see 40 girls coming in, and as Pat said there a while ago, we 33 a training every night. It's from six different clubs, like, and it's brilliant seeing them all coming in, and I hope there'll be a lot from there next year again. There'll be a good, strong team there again next year. And, you know, going to training with 33 players, like, it's better than any training session having a match with that amount of players. Like, you know, good hard sessions.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. And Lily, being here in Fosta tonight, great for you as a Fosta club person.
Yeah, it's great to be represented. We had a good few Fosta girls on the team as well, 7 or 8 of us. So it was nice to be represented like that. And they all did us proud, and all the other girls from the other clubs did us proud as well.
Thanks. And finally, Pod, are you going around again next year?
No. We'll cut it off in 3 in a row. But I suppose I just want to add to what Lily said there. You know, we had 7 or 8 girls from Fosta, maybe one from Ratmore, 2 or 3 from Belfast. But they all put on the East Kerry jersey that all went out the door. And that was very obvious, that when they were passing the ball, they were passing the ball to the jersey, not the face. And it was a real team, combined team effort, all the clubs together into a club team. That's what it was that East Kerry was in the finish. Led to the positive outcomes. That always leads to positive outcomes.
Brilliant. Thanks, lads. Congratulations to East Kerry and their victory again, and enjoy the rest of the evening. Thanks.
Thanks very much. Thanks.